just wanted to tell you of an experience which I had when coming to this temple. We have been driving for something like an hour or so, and I felt very hungry because I have not eaten anything today. And so I was coming here, and also monks feel these bodily urges, and I felt, when I come there I have to sing and then talk, and then maybe after 7 o'clock something comes. But I noticed how my whole consciousness shifted when we stood at a traffic light and we saw on one of these digital sign boards, "Pray for Brussels." And the town Brussels. I remember yesterday someone told me that there have been altogether 3 bombs which exploded, 2 in the airport and 1 in the subway station. And many people, not many, but any person above more one is many. You know, many people have been killed, and I saw this now. Pray for Brussels. I remembered, how will the people feel now whose father or husband or child has been killed in this very inhuman killing. I'm thinking like this, and immediately all my hunger went away. My self-absorption in my own little problem, I'm hungry, went when it was contrasted with this feeling of compassion for the suffering of others. Now, believe it or not, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance has a lot to do with this motive, this doing something for the benefit of others. And how this is so, I will try to explain in a few minutes. I think it is important that we discuss this point on this day of the Lord's appearance, to make the appearance more of universal significance. It's not just something which a little group of Hare Krishna devotees celebrates, but as we will see, it has an influence, or let us say a deep meaning for the situation today and for all of us. I very much appreciated when Ravindra Swarup Prabhu gave us a little he could talk for days on this, but when he gave us a little insight on Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's divine position, it was really good and very, very understandably presented. There's one thing about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu which I would like to bring also to your attention. When he came, he was not alone. I think Ravindra Swarup Prabhu mentioned that he brought the holy name. It is said that when he came, he brought a present to the human society which is compared with a delicious fruit, a mango fruit in fact, and he made this fruit this very relishable, enjoyable fruit available to all, one and all. The fruit is the fruit of love. Love of Godhead. Deep, it's like an ocean, that deep, and with waves, that interesting and moving and so on. And the way he brought this fruit of love was by empowering each single person, by giving a seed to everyone and empowering everyone to be a gardener who would take care of the seed, which eventually would become a tree, strong tree, and produce a fruit. You know, when you get a seed, a valuable seed, then you have to become a gardener and you have to take care of the seed. And then after some time, the seed which will grow into a tree and create a fruit. I remember when I was a little baby. This I don't remember, but I remember later. My grandfather planted a seed into the soil. And when I was maybe 5 years of age, he brought me to the little tree which had grown from the seed and said, "It's your tree now. Take good care of it so that one day you will relish the wonderful fruits." In German I can say Boskopfapfel. It's a certain brand of apple which is sweet and sour at the same time, and when you eat it, your hair stand up. It's so good. So my grandfather said, "Take good care of this little sprout, and it will give you one day a fruit." So in the same way, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, I have come to give you something. It's an understanding of who you are. You are actually not part of this world. You are part of God. And now I've given you also a process. Sing this Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. And as you do this, you will see that something grows in you, which will create the fruit of divine love. Oh, a most relishable fruit, which is very ecstatic. And then he said something else. Okay? He said, "I have given you a fruit. I have given you something valuable, something which, by which you can relish the fruit of love of God, but now I wish you to distribute it for the benefit of others." I brought one of the classic texts here with me. It's in German because I thought maybe I would speak in German, but I thought it's impolite when you have such wonderful guests to speak in a in a Viking language. So he said something very, very moving. He said, he quoted a verse from the ancient text Bhagavatam, and he said, "Eta vach janma safalam dehinam iha dehishu praneya atya diyavacha shreya acharanam sadara." He said, "It's the duty of every living entity to do something with his life, his wealth, and his intelligence and words, which is beneficial for others." I think one of the greatest diseases in this modern age is the self-absorption. Everyone thinks of himself, of supremely important, so important. No one in the whole universe is of the same opinion. But each one, it's a minority, it's really one person, thinks, "Wow, so important, and what I feel and what I think. And Ravindra Swarup Prabhu said it so nicely. It's all designation, it's all external, it's all heaped on the soul, these things we are thinking about. And he said it's external. He used a strong word. It's garbage, it has not to do with us. So, but everyone is so self-absorbed. Even when you come into the temples, into the churches, into the religious institutions, most people go there because they have something they want to solve and something they want. Even in our in the Hare Krishna movement, at least in the beginning, you will see at the beginning stages, everyone thinking so much about themselves. Ah, self-absorption in a minority thing, you know. So good, not good. So Lord Chaitanya said, I've given you something. Take this carefully. It's your own wealth. You can develop the highest benefit of a real love of Godhead. But so that you will not be self-absorbed or will not stay in your own little insignificant world, do something for the benefit of others. Use your your life, your intelligence, your wealth, if you have any, and your words to do something of benefit for others. And my dear devotees, I'm thinking of this, but today I felt it. I felt, I was just thinking about my stomach, what will they serve today? Hopefully it's something I can digest, and so on. And then I saw, pray for Brussels. And the moment I went out of my own little world, that moment I felt relieved. I felt very nice. And I prayed for Brussels, and I decided even to send a donation there, although I'm poor. But I decided, let me do something for the benefit of others. But the greatest gift, really, and that is what I want to sum up with, is to distribute this fruit of divine things. At the time when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was there, he would sometimes sing a dance for days. So after one of these singing and dancing marathon, all the devotees were exhausted. It was hot, you know, India, and they had not eaten, they had not drunk anything. So Lord Chaitanya saw his devotees, they were pale faced, they thought about eating. And he said, bring me the seed of a mango. And he took that seed, planted it in the ground, and immediately, by his divine potency, the seed grew into a powerful tree which had wonderful fruits. They were as big as the heads of children, this big. They had no skin. I mean, little, I guess, like a tomato, but not a big skin. And they had almost no seed. They were all juice. And the people ate them. The devotees ate them. And one of these fruits was enough to fill the need of all his devotees. You know, the devotees had fasted for 3 days. They just took one of these fruits, and eating was hokya, done. They were happy like this. So this is taken as an allegory, as a metaphor. Lord Chaitanya said, you grow the fruit of love of Godhead, and then you distribute it. And I want to read to you now from the original text something about this fruit and how my spiritual master translated this distribution, this doing something for the benefit of others into our lives. It's very interesting. The text says, "This fruit of love of Godhead, which was given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, is so wonderful that everyone who eats it and fills his or her stomach with it becomes all of a sudden highly enthusiastic and starts to sing the holy name as if by himself automatically. And the person who eats this fruit of love dances, he laughs and feels great joy." And then the next text says,
I have brought my little orchestra here.
"When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the great gardener, sees that the people chant, dance, and laugh, and that some of them become so enthusiastic that they roll on the ground and start to make summing sounds, he smiles full of joy." Srila Prabhupada now, he gives a purport to this, and you will love it. He says, "This attitude of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is very important for those who are following him and develop Krishna consciousness. It's very important. In every one of our temples in ISKCON, we have every Sunday a love feast. And when we see that the people who come to these centers or temples chant with us, dance with us, eat prasadam, become happy and buy books," he was so practical also, "we know without any doubt that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is present." You know, when is he present? When we chant, when we dance, when we eat prasadam, when we become happy and are interested more in spiritual knowledge, he said, buy books. "And then we know Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is happy, very happy and content. Therefore," now he speaks to the members of the Hare Krishna movement, "therefore all the members of this ISKCON, the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, should try to give more and more these fruits to the people. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is happy like this, he will smile and look at us, and he will give us his blessing, and then this movement will be successful." My point in reading this to you, because I know that today we have a mixed audience. Some of you are members of the Hare Krishna movement, some are not, is to bring a principle which is relevant for both of you in the audience, to bring this principle to your attention. Cultivate your spiritual life, become realized in your spiritual life, experience love of Godhead ultimately, and then don't keep it for yourself, but distribute it and do something for the benefit of others. And as you do these two things, become overwhelmed in love yourself and give it to others, these two things, then you will attract higher blessings which will help you to move forward in your spiritual life. This is a little bit of a gift of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Hare Krishna. I would now like to end this. I've brought another orchestra now with a little Gauranga meditation, a meditation on Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I would suggest like this. Some of you who are experienced in meditation can do the meditation thing, but those of you who like to just hear and let the sound work on you, you're welcome to just do that as well. Let me just ask for a little oxygen, as long as it's still free.
Use some trapping gas.
Yeah. We will just breathe well. But there's traffic, and the cars will come, and we don't want the cars to drive. I mean, the exhaustion fumes of the cars to come in. When they start driving, we will close the door, okay? They all wait like horses before they start. And so we are also getting ready for meditation. What you can do is you can sit a little straight, and I request you to look at the altar on your left hand side. From God's side, it's the right hand side, is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Just take in the beautiful colors of the and the beautiful personalities on the altar. For a moment, we will now go a little bit deep in our spiritual life. Let your thoughts calm down. Breathe in and out in a deep way. Just open yourself for this meditation. It will be a text meditation where we will hear a text on Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When will Lord Chaitanya appear in my meditation and lovingly place his lotus feet in my heart? His golden effulgence. Now we have to keep, we can close our eyes. It's all planned. Think about the golden effulgence. His golden effulgence eclipses the splendor of 1,000,000 lightning flashes. It's more bright than 1,000,000 flashes. His face is so stunningly beautiful that the full autumn moon wants to hide in embarrassment immediately after it has arisen. His eyes are like two bumblebees who feel irresistibly drawn to the land on the glistening lotus flower of Lord Jagannath's smiling face. As he ecstatically chants the holy name of Lord Krishna, he is tossed about by high waves of ecstasy in the ocean of love. Streams of tears flow from his eyes, while wave after wave draws him deeper into the kirtan of his own names and qualities. When he dances, the restless movements of his feet amaze even Lord Shiva, the supreme dancer. The dust arisen from the earth covers Sri Gaura Chandra as Bhumi's beautiful offering of flowers. What a nectar shower for the mind. Again and again he calls out with his hands gesturing towards the Lord of the spiritual sky. O Krishna, O Mukunda, O Murari, O Vanamali, where are you now? Lord Chaitanya is like a mother who does not distinguish between her various children. He is full of affection for everyone who merely turns to him. When will that Lord appear in my meditation and lovingly place his lotus feet within my darkened heart? Now sing. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare
Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. Thank you very, very much. I realize that it is difficult to meditate when the pujaris suffer from insensitivity. yes, we have what we have. It is very nice to contemplate today on these two aspects of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That is, one, to cultivate spiritual life yourself. He has brought the holy name with him and a process of cultivation it, singing it. And I think we all feel during the kirtan, yes, something is happening inside. Further, to think of benefiting others, using our life, our intelligence. It is good for others and it is good, very good for us. It will help us to get out of the circle, the prison of self-centeredness, and it will help the world really to get the fruit of love, which I think is more important at this time than ever before. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Good. So now we can be as loud on the altar as we want. Hare Seva. 2 minutes. Good. Good. What we will do now at the end of the, not the end, this is the prelude to the climax. What we will do is we will do an Artic ceremony to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we will greet him, we will actually worship him, and during this time, please all get up, and you might like to dance, or just stand and watch, and afterwards, we will offer you a wonderful feast. Hare Krishna.